Welcome to the Number 10 podcast, bonus episode, Tractatus de Ponderibus Mensuris. By the consent of the whole realm, the king's measure was made, so that an English penny, which is called the sterling, round without clipping, shall weigh 32 grains of wheat, dry in the midst of the ear. 20 pence make an ounce, and 12 ounces make a pound, and 8 pounds make a gallon of wine, and 8 gallons of wine make a bushel of London, which is the eighth part of a quarter. A sack of wool ought to weigh 28 stone, that is 350 pounds, and in some parts 30 stone, that is 375 pounds, and they are the same according to the greater or lesser pound. 6 times 20 stone, that is 1500 pound, make a load of lead, to wit the great load of London, but the load of the peak is much less. The load of lead doth consist of 30 formals, and every formal containeth 6 stone, except 2 pound, and every stone doth consist of 12 pound, and every pound consisteth of the weight of 25 shillings, whereby the sum in the formal is 70 pound. But the sum of the stones in the load is 8 times 20 and 15, and it is proved by 6 times 30, which is 9 times 20. But of every formal, there are abated 2 pound in the foresaid multiplication, which are 60, which make 5 stone, and so there are in the load 8 times 20 and 15 as is foresaid. According to some other, it consisteth of 12 weights, and this is after troy weight, and the sum of stones in the load is 8 times 20, and 8 stones is proved by 12 times 14. There is a weight, as well of lead, as of wool, tallow, and cheese, and weigheth 14 stone, and 2 weights of wool make a sack, and 12 sacks make a last. But a last of red herrings containeth 10,000 pounds, and every 1,000 containeth 1,000, and every 100 60. Also, a last of white herrings at London is sold for 10,000, and each 10,000 consisteth of 1,200. And each 100 of 50. And this is the contrary of red herrings, as is foresaid. A last of leather doth consist of 20 dica, and every dica consisteth of 10 skins, and a dica of glove consisteth of 10 pair of gloves. Item a dica of horseshoes doth consist of 10 shoes. Item a dozen of gloves, parchment and vellum in their kinds, containeth 12 skins and 12 pairs of gloves. Item 100 of wax, sugar, pepper, cinnamon, nutmegs, and alum containeth 13 stone and a half, and every stone 8 pound. The sum of pounds in 100 108 pounds, and 100 consisteth of 50 times 20, and every pound of 25 shillings. Item it is to be known that the pound of pence, spices, confections, as of electuaries, consisteth in weight of 20 shillings, but the pound of all other things weigheth 25 shillings. But in electuaries the ounce consisteth of 20 pence, and the pound contains 12 ounces, but in other things the pound contains 15 ounces, but the ounce in the either case is in weight 20 pence. Item 100 canvas and linen cloth, consisteth of 100 ells, and every 100 containeth 60, but the 100 of iron and shillings consisteth but of 50. The sheaf of steel consisteth of 30 pieces. The seam of glass containeth 24 stone, and every stone 5 pound. And so the seam containeth 60 pound. The dozen iron consisteth of 6 pieces. A bind of eels consisteth of 10 stykes, and every styke 25 eels. But the bind of skins consisteth of 23 skins. A timber of coney skins and greys consisteth of 40 skins. A sheaf of fustian consisteth of 14 ells. A sheaf of sindon containeth 10 ells. 100 of garlic consisteth of 15 ropes, and every rope containeth 15 heads. Also, 100 of mulvels and hard fish consists of 60 fish, and in some and many places of 90, and this is of the hard fish called Aberdeen. And that is Tractatus de Ponderibus Mensuris in all its splendour. Makes modern maths exams look like a cakewalk. It's an important document as it's the first real time that we're talking about weights and measures and how to sell goods on a wide-scale basis in the same way. It was written in the 14th century, but it was more of a memo than anything else. Was entrenched in custom by the time we get to Elizabeth. The version was a merging between the original translated from Latin and the update version translated in the 19th century. Till the next time, thanks for listening to a very confusing episode of the Number 10 podcast.